10 feet, and you definitely know that when you were there because you can't breathe. And and the city adjacent to it is called El Alto, and it has a population of 1 million people, and this is the city that we serve in.
Geographic challenges, as well as turbulent social and political history, makes Bolivia one of the poorest countries in the world. Life expectancy is 68 years as compared to 79 years in the U.S. In Bolivia, 40 babies in 1,000 die. In the U.S., the number is 6 in 1,000 births. Malnutrition, domestic abuse, and chronic illness are realities for so many men, women, and children living in poverty, without access to support and information for community resources.
However, there is hope for Bolivia through an organization called the CSRA. The CSRA is a non-governmental organization that has worked in public health for the past 25 years. They contribute to enhancing this community's health by focusing on disadvantaged sectors of the population. Their philosophy is to save lives by working side by side with families, communities, and organizations. Through the generosity of First United Methodist Church in Cary, we provide resources to assist CSRA in their mission to improve the health and quality of life for many Bolivians.
For the past 10 years, FUMC youth have worked to improve and build medical clinics and youth centers, added play space to schools, and made daycare centers safe for the next generation. We partner with CSRA in a full justice mission to meet the needs of the community in long-lasting ways. And even better, we build lifelong relationships with persons from another culture.
The daily work of CSRA is difficult. So many needs must be met with so few resources. As we embark on our 11th trip, we will begin the journey with the confidence that God has equipped the called to share Christ's love to the ends of the earth. And we thank you, and today is actually one of our fundraisers, so if after you guys leave, we do a thing called M&M. They're coming, the little canisters, they're about this big, the mini M&Ms. And we ask you guys to go pick one up. Yes, you can eat the M&Ms. And then if you fill them with coins and bring them back on a certain Sunday, the label will tell you everything you need to do. But this is one of our fundraisers. I wish I knew it off the top of my head. So we really encourage you. It helps a lot, and every little bit that you guys donate goes to great use. And then it's an amazing trip, and we thank you guys so much for everything that you contribute to make this possible for us and the people in Bolivia.
Renee and Parker, and I have to tell you, having been one of the people in Bolivia not being able to breathe, the young people who go to 13,600 feet, which is our El Alto is, it's actually higher than La Paz, are amazing. If you've been to Bolivia, would you please rise and be recognized? I'm not going to embarrass them by asking who has made the commitment to go again this year. I've agreed to it. Pray. One more announcement quickly before we have our call to worship. There's a lot that goes into this weekend. And just in case they don't get recognized later, I want to make sure that they get recognized now. There are some amazing adult leaders who plan and scheme and do spreadsheet after spreadsheet after spreadsheet, because they're good at it, to make this thing work. And it's a little bit like an army battalion with four or five generals and three or four colonels and six or eight captains and a whole lot of private. Can I say that? I can't say that. So I would like for, first of all, the adult leaders who put this together to please stand, and would you please give them your appreciation discovery? And we have just about 1 minute left, and in that minute, I'm going to do something really important. There's one group of people that make it their job to be unnoticed. They are the behind-the-scenes crew, affectionately known as BTS. They make it a point of pride to have their work go completely unnoticed until the impact is revealed in a room, in a folder, in an envelope, in a picture frame, in a clean room, in a room that has all of the supplies that it's supposed to have. These kids come here and they stay upstairs. They're here the whole time. They participate in none of the talks. They do get to eat with us, but they don't get nearly the thanks that they deserve. I don't want you to applaud. I want you to look at them for a second. Would you BTS guys please stand? Not yet. These are some of the crew that are the hardest working, biggest hearted people in this room today. Speak to them afterwards. They're wearing yellow lanyards. You can't miss them, and thank them, especially you guys. Now, you guys please sit down because the rest of them are going to give you a standing ovation. Sit. And now, the amazing CFX band, and we're going to do a call to worship.
Yes, we are.
Are you ready to kick it?
We are.
One cheer, then we're doing a call to worship.
Everybody up, please.